We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our guest at this time, Alex Castellanos, joining us talking about, well, another debate and another primary. This is what it's going to be like for the next few weeks, Alex. Tonight's debate, you know, usually we're whittling down the field of candidates. One more on the stage tonight, seven Democrats going at it.
That's right. You've got Tom Steyer, you know, on the debate stage tonight. He bought his way onto the stage in South Carolina, spending $20 million on television in that state. So apparently money can buy you a little love, unlike what the Beatles says. But tonight is going to be all about Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg. Bernie Sanders is picking up a head of steam. Right now, from what I'm hearing on the ground in South Carolina, he may edge out Joe Biden. If so, that'll be the end of Joe Biden. It'll be and probably the nomination for Bernie Sanders.
Biden's been saying all along, Alex, for weeks now, it's South Carolina, South Carolina, South Carolina. Do you think he has a chance of pulling off an upset and winning South Carolina?
He has a chance. The latest survey says Biden has 27% in South Carolina and Bernie Sanders has 23%. But that used to be a 20-point lead for Joe Biden. Now it's down to only 4 points. And on top of that, this last South Carolina survey, half of it was taken before the last debate. Half was taken afterwards. In the half taken after the last debate, it's a tie race, Biden and Bernie. That means Biden is sinking and Bernie's moving. I would put my money on Bernie Sanders, and that means that Tuesday, a week from today, Super Tuesday, when the campaign goes national, that means Bernie Sanders is going to be hard to stop.
Why does momentum seem to play such a big role in the primary process? I mean, if you're a state on Super Tuesday or really any of these other, South Carolina coming up, why can't voters there say, you know what, we can go in our own direction. We don't need to pick the favorite just because he looks like he's got a full head of steam. But it always seems to kind of follow along. You know, once somebody picks up a few states and a few delegates, even though there's so many more to go, I mean, that person is, it's almost like it's theirs to lose.
That's a great question. And I think the answer is, a choice is always a risk. What if you choose the wrong one? And we're social animals. We are more comfortable if we see other wildebeests go down to the watering hole and drink water. Oh, then that must be safe. I'll go drink from that watering hole, too. That's why we play the number one ball in golf, Titleist. That's why we rent from Hertz, number one. That's why we drink Coca-Cola, even though there's not that much difference between Coke and Pepsi. We're comforted by leaders. We're comforted when people like us already make the same choice. It must be safe, and that being the front runner, that keeps you going.
It's probably easier to pick somebody who's proven they can win states before. It brings into question, there was an interesting poll done yesterday here in New York State. Siena Research had a poll showing that Bernie Sanders is the front runner. He's the choice among Democrats, 25%. Would say Sanders is their choice, but a plurality of Democrats, 48%, say that they think Trump is going to win in the general election, and most of New Yorkers across the state say that even though they would pick Bernie Sanders, Bloomberg would have a better opportunity of beating Trump. It's all kind of confusing.
That's right. And right now, if this were a two-man race, Bloomberg might be making a good case for himself. He might even pull ahead of Bernie Sanders. But the alternative to Bernie Sanders, there isn't one. There are too many of them. There are too many choices. They're splitting up the I'm not Bernie vote. And that's not going to change before Super Tuesday, a week from today. And by then, over 1,500 delegates to the Democratic Convention will have been selected.
And it's like a freight train at that point, right?
Oh, it's come. The next month is going to roll by. And, yeah, most of this will be over with by the time we get to the end of March, beginning of April. So, yes, it's really moving along now. And the geometry has making Bernie, I think, the front runner here. It's one guy versus an opposition to him that is split.
At the rate that this is going right now, Alex, New York, when it goes to the polls for the Democratic primary on April 28th, it could be already decided by then, right?
It could be. Bernie may have a plurality of votes at that point, but if he doesn't have, if it doesn't look like he can get a majority of votes going into the convention and it's going to be close, then New York's going to be critically important. Is that where other candidates like Elizabeth Warren drop out, Amy Klobuchar drops out, maybe even a Pete Buttigieg, and the Democratic Party begins to rally around, say, a Michael Bloomberg? So stay tuned. All eyes are going to be on you.
Hey, you know, that'll be pretty interesting when that comes. Before we let you go, on the other side of things, the president, these coronavirus concerns, a big down day on Wall Street. I mean, they've got to be watching this pretty closely because the economy has got to be their one thing heading into November that they want to keep hammering over and over and over again. And this could all be happening at the worst time for him.
That's right. The president gets credit for a good economy. He gets the blame for a bad one, no matter what. And the coronavirus could change the political calculation. Because if everybody stays home, stops going out to restaurants, stops going shopping, stops traveling because of the coronavirus, good heavens, all of a sudden, Donald Trump's greatest asset, a roaring economy, could become his greatest liability.
Hey, Alex, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks. Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.